This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is the WIP Morning Show. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. John Ritchie hanging out. Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney. Coming up in a couple, we'll get a positive Phillies thought from Rhea and Devin. And I got a football question for John Ritchie.
We have silk tea pouches.
We do. Honestly, I would be intimidated to use them. They're so
good. Yeah, and I doubled up with silk tea pouches this morning.
Oh, you went
this
two bags.
So I feel double so bagger. Cultured.
But Richie, see, I'm a little concerned because you are usually sitting next to me, like, respectfully drinking maybe 3 to 5 cans of iced coffee.
So Richie comes in.
And you don't have any today.
Richie comes in with his bag, and he'll put his bag on the table, and I'll see like 6 cans of coffee just lined up
in the
bag.
He brings entire cases in that bag. I think that's all you carry in your backpack.
Yes. Usually, I was trying. Remember, guys, I started drinking coffee at 50.
Yeah, which is a wild, wild thing. Yeah. Yes.
And I was trying.
Not the norm.
No, but there were things that I wasn't good at with coffee. You know, like I never got good at making it, brewing it.
Yeah, it
like
was always cans.
Always
right.
cans. Always there's the a, cold
there's
brew.
There's a coffee maker in the room here at Borgata. I looked at it last night. I looked at some of the buttons. I pressed on it and like hit it and like I was doing things to it, but I have no idea how to make coffee with it. When I'm at home, I have a thing that I bought that
I just
pictured
the scene in Zoolander,
maker.
You know, when they're trying to get the files and
it's
they're like banging on the computer.
It really is.
That's
it's like
great.
That. It is. It's like that.
That's awesome.
I don't make
talk
it
about
at
Captain
my
Caveman,
house.
Am I right?
Yes. I don't make it with the maker at my house. I would just buy these cans and because they, you know, the cans tasted pretty good and stuff. But then I would forget to drink the coffee sometimes. And then like the morning would pass and I would sit there and think it makes no difference if I drink the coffee or if I don't drink the coffee. So why am I drinking the coffee?
It's just good for you, man.
You just buy more.
I'm sure
coffee.
I would get like a debilitating headache if I didn't drink coffee. So,
see, I had one headache. In my whole life, I was in ninth grade.
It's unbelievable. It was,
and then I've had other things happen.
That's actually insane.
Head.
He's mentioned that before, and it's like, what are you talking?
Yeah, what a week.
If I don't take a nap, like, I will have a headache by the time I go to bed. Like,
100%.
I just, you know, like, if I wake up at 3 and I don't take a nap, like, by, like, 7 o'clock, I'm like, headache.
Yeah, I think my head just reacts differently.
Yeah.
Like, I have other things that happen, but not pain.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, we'll get a positive Phillies thought from Rhea and Devin. Let's go to the phones and talk to our buddy Dan in Philly. Daniel.
Good morning, crew. What's up?
Lots.
John, did you just say you've never had it, even after playing, you've never had a headache?
Yeah. No, I've been very lucky with the ache part of it all. I've had, you know,
your brain is
all
deeply set in your skull, as you've said.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think that I was lucky in the way that my head is constructed and the way my brain sits in there. Like it was, well protected.
Well, it's something that matters.
I hope.
That's pretty cool. Did anybody forget to wake Joe up or what? Where's
no. Joe, shockingly, Dan, Joe took a Friday in March off. You know, what a shock. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, it was a really heavy 4-day week for Joe. So
I thought maybe he gambled too much last night. I'm excited about the Philly season. A, because it's the Phillies, right? But B, it's a change of seasons for us. Forget the weather. Like once.
Oh, it is spring, by the way. It actually, you're right, though. It is officially spring today. So, yeah, technically.
And once you hear baseball on the radio, like it just puts you into a different set of the year. Like, you know, winter's over. You know what I mean? So, yeah, for all those reasons are the reasons why I get excited about baseball. Plus, I mean, the news about Ranger, not exciting for me. That just makes me wonder if Walker, Taiwan Walker, is going to somehow make his way back into the rotation again.
He probably is for at least a starter or two, would be my guess.
Which is pretty insane. I thought we were done with him at least four times last year. But and here he is this year. He may be in the rotation. When is Andrew Painter going to be ready?
So when we interviewed Topper in Nebraska, I believe it was Topper who said July-ish, they're saying in the organization.
Yeah, they've been saying
July. Yeah, so he said July-ish is what he said to us. So I think maybe June at the earliest, probably July, August,
but it's imminent.
I doubt it'll. Yeah, it won't be now, though. Like, they won't do it for Ranger. And I think that's the right move. You want to save his best bullets for when it matters.
I was just wondering how close he was.
He's close.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. Do you really think they'll hold him?
I think he can come out today and get outs in the major leagues. Like, I think he's ready to pitch in the majors.
But with the injury to Ranger, if we find out,
I think they'll hold him. I think they know. Look, we saw last year and the last couple years that, like, as long as you're not, and also not, like, as long as you're not, you know, 15 games under in April, you know, what happens at the beginning of the season doesn't matter as much as what happens at the end of the season, as you pointed out, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I think they'll play it that way with Painter.
Yeah.
Dan, you got a answer for us?
Yeah, how about King Arthur?
King Arthur?
Holy cow.
I don't think that counts. No. Not monarchy, Dan.
What?
I'll give you another shot because he's a monarch. We're talking about service people. They have to be either...
like military.
Military, police, whatever. It's a rank, like not king.
Captain America.
There you go.
Oh,
good
I
pivot.
Like that.
Great pivot there. Yeah,
like
that absolutely works. King. Like
that
a king
win.
Is a service rank. Like, what are we doing, Dan? Come on. I mean, I'm not crazy, right? All right, 215-592.
No, but now
No, it's a monarch. No monarchy's allowed, okay? It's only, you have to be, you know, you've worked your way into the position. It's not by blood, all right? All right, coming up in one minute, we're going to hear Devin and Rhea's positive thoughts on the Phillies this season. That's 1 minute.
Wild Fork Foods has been a game changer in my house. I'm making amazing, fresh, healthy meals that even my kids are devouring because they love them. Wild Fork secret, all products are blast frozen to lock in peak freshness, flavor, and quality. And my secret, Wild Fork's Forkies, their trained staff will walk you through every step of how to prepare your Wild Fork products to perfection. They have over 700 items in-store and online. The selection and the prices are unmatched. With the spring holidays here, you know, Lent and Passover, Wild Fork has you covered with over 100 fish selections from salmon, sea scallops, Chilean sea bass, extra large shrimp, and so much more. They also have kosher products like whole young chicken, oak smoked salmon, and beef brisket flat cut that are OU, Triangle K, and Brooklyn Kosher certified. Just save room for dessert because their chocolate lava cake and creme brulee are just incredible. Visit one of their five greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
215-592-9494. It's a WIP morning show from Borgata. Coming up in a minute, I'm going to ask Richie a Eagles related question that I'm going to ask the audience as well. I want to get his thoughts on that first. Rhea, what are you most positive about with the Phillies right now?
Jose Alvarado.
That's a great answer. We have not talked enough about the spring that guy is having.
So he's having he's been
all-time great spring.
It's a small sample size, but
he struck out something. It's like 60% of the guys he faced.
70%. 15 strikeouts in 6 innings.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane.
There's like, you know, it's like a zero ERA, you know. But I was, you know, and they had him mic'd up the other day. He loves his coffee.
Funny.
It was
so funny.
He's beaned up, as he always says.
He had like six coffees, and he's talking to Nola. How many coffees did you have? One. Didn't surprise me at all that Aaron Nola only had one coffee.
Yeah.
But what was interesting about is, you know, we always say best shape of the life. He got conditioned. So he came in 15 pounds lighter, and he also had a funny line. He said, you know, I'm Latin. I love rice and beans.
Mm-hmm.
He's cut that out, and he's gone to protein and vegetables. So he's trimmer. And I don't like the closer by committee. I would love to. I mean, it could be interesting, but I mean, just the way he's pitching out. But they've all been pitching well. Romano's been pitching well. Kirkring, who I'm not yet sold on. But if
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday, how can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, and Strom's not even playing.
Yeah, well, so that's the Strom injury is the injury we probably haven't talked enough about. Shoulder impingement, no structural damage, which is good to hear, but you won't be ready to start the season.
No.
And I think if you're looking for a concern that we haven't talked about yet, I think that the depth in the bullpen is probably, from a depth perspective, the biggest issue on this team. You know, after those three guys, I mean, you're going to see Phillies guys you never heard of out there. Guys in the minors, like, you don't.
I was looking them up the other day. I'm like, yep, never heard of him. Nope, didn't hear of him.
Yeah.
Or like five guys. They list it, and I was like, I don't know any of these
people
guys.
Are going to be watching games being like, who's that guy? Yeah. So that is going to happen. Devin, give us a positive with the Phils.
So I agree with Richie's positive from earlier in the show in the starting rotation, but I'll go broader picture here and say I feel positive about the fact that a lot of fans and media and analysts around the league and maybe even other teams are counting the Phillies out. I think I don't want to call it an issue, but a factor that played into last year's disappointment was the pressure that was on them. But I feel the pressure that they put on themselves as a team of, you know, we have to get back to the World Series and actually win it. And we saw them fall shorter against the Mets than they had in the previous two seasons, previous two postseasons. So I think the fact that a lot of people are almost like, I love the Phillies, you know, I'm going to watch them. People are still going to show up for the regular season, but, you know, I'm not fully believing in them because they've just disappointed us, and kind of counting them out with the lack of moves that they made this offseason. I think that can work in their favor, especially here in Philadelphia. We see it with the Eagles. We see it with all of our teams. I think being an underdog and having doubters almost fuels them, especially a guy like Bryce Harper. I think it fuels
them
more.
That, Devin, I love this answer. I think us against the world is the strongest motivator there is in sports when it's like a locker room. And we saw it 2017, especially the all we got, we all we need thing.
Exactly.
It works for us.
Yeah,
for
right?
Sure.
It just works. It's the kind of thing where it's like no one but the people in this room believe in us. Like, that's a real motivating thing for high-level athletes and all that. So I think that's a fascinating one. All right, 215-592-9494 coming up in a minute, an Eagles question for Richie. First, let's go to Westchester and talk to Brian. Yo, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hi, Brian. Doing great.
I'm definitely pumped for the Phillies. I actually planned a work trip next week to go down to D.C. and
nice for the opener.
We're going to go on Sunday, having the family come down on Friday. I'm going to try to find somebody to go to the opener with. But yeah,
that's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. It's definitely time to get some relevant sports back on the radar with the Sixers and Flyers being a joke, unfortunately.
Tell us about it, man. Yeah, we are going to play some Marcus Morris audio a little bit later in the show that is not going to make anyone happy about the Sixers, but I don't think there is a way to make them happy. But anyway, go ahead, Brian.
Well, as far as the Phils, I mean, I'm very optimistic about the rotation. I think that's going to carry them to the regular season, but I really feel Dombrowski needs to make a real move this year. The lineup is still flawed. We need someone in the middle. I'd like to see Schwarber hit in the four hole, but really, if we could keep in the leadoff spot and get a true cleanup hitter, I think that would make a world of difference, especially for the playoffs. That was a glaring hole for us last year. So
yeah, a big right-handed bat. Brian, if they could bring in someone, and you know, even if he's
shouldn't
not,
should have done that in the offseason?
Yeah, but well, look, yeah, generally speaking, yes, clearly that they were not spending money this offseason. Whatever we want to say,
Eagles and Phillies are
on
budgets.
But for real though, yeah, I mean, like, I know, let's call it like it is.
It is. It's a fact.
It is what it is. They signed a guy for $10 million and a guy for $8 million, and they made a trade, and that was their offseason.
I'll give the Eagles a little more leeway since they won. The
I
Super
agree,
Bowl.
But I also will say, like, John Middleton has spent a lot of money the last few years, and I can understand if it's not, especially with the offseason, if you weren't going to sign Soto, like. There weren't any of those contracts that I was upset the Phillies didn't sign, but I get your point. They didn't do enough. Brian, you got an answer for us for a fictional service person?
Yeah, Captain Pete Mitchell.
Oh, Captain, yeah, a little Maverick action. I know Rhea likes that one.
I love Top Gun, not Maverick.
Well, it's a far superior movie, Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, God.
Not even in the same hemisphere
as movie. I
found
it so boring.
This is one of your craziest takes to me. It'd be fine if you didn't like either, but like the first Top Gun and not the second is crazy
to
me. It's
so formulaic, it's almost identical.
But it's just better.
It's the same movie.
It's the same movie, but better. It's just better.
The football scene on the beach was really dumb.
Yeah, the volleyball scene is the most ridiculous scene in the history of movies.
Absolutely
both
a beautiful.
I'm sure if you liked it more than I did.
But the
for
football scene
reasons,
on the beach was really dumb.
You know, like dogfight football, both offense, defense against each other. What a creative idea, Rhea! Come on,
clearly written by somebody who's never watched.
No one
football.
Has a shirt on.
Well, Tom Cruise is there, of course.
Everything does in slow motion.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Nothing to do with
what
the plot.
Does Tom Cruise run in the 40?
I didn't mention this before, but I like how Tom Cruise has a big like hand. Straight when he runs in front of him.
Yeah, you know,
the pumping his arms like this thing that I really
aerodynamic.
All right, let's.
How do you hold your hands when you run?
I mean, kind of like that, but like Tom Cruise is like very. It's
are you
like
a hand
like,
pointer?
Not really. I'm not. So when I think about it, I'm not. But like he's like an like it's yeah. It's like he's like focusing
like
on keeping his hands as straight as he can. Yeah. All right. Eagles question for Richie by way of the Twitter poll question of the day, John. I want your thoughts on this after. Free agency. The first wave of free agency is done. Obviously, we don't know what the teams will look like by the time the season starts, but we're getting an idea of the big moves the teams are making, at least most of them. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John, here's our Twitter question of the day. I want you to answer it. Who is the Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC? The four options we gave, and we could have gone more, but we only have four, obviously. The Lions, Commanders, Rams, and 49ers. I didn't want to put the Niners in here, but Dan Wilson pointed out they are the third favorite to win the NFC, so we felt like we should put them in there. I probably would have gone Packers over them.
I would have gone Packers
over
them.
I would have, too, but it is what it is. Of those teams, John, and if you want to say Packers, that's fine, too. Who do you think is the biggest competition for the Eagles as we stand today? Because, look, the Lions lost both coordinators. We know how tough that is for a team. The Commanders have made a bunch of moves this offseason. They went out and got a left tackle, you know, Tunsil. They got Debo Samuel, older players, but players. The Rams are the team that came closest to ending our run.
Rams added
and they added Devontae Adams. I think that's an upgrade from Cooper Kupp. I think Devontae Adams
100% coming back wasn't a guarantee. That's a huge upgrade wide receiver wise. They lost Cooper Kupp. They added Devontae
I think Devontae's better
Adams.
At this stage.
That is a massive at this stage of Cooper Kupp's career and his injuries and all that. Man, you got a quarterback like that who just like doesn't even think about it and flicks it 70 yards wherever he wants to put it with Devontae, who's still one of the best, no question.
So which of those teams stand out to you?
I still think it's the Commanders. I think with McVay at the helm, that offense with the Rams is always dangerous. But man, the Commanders, that young quarterback, they're going for bust.
They're saying,
"Hey, you know what we need? All right, we're gonna upgrade with guys who've been around the block a few times, but they know what gets it done in this league. So you're mixing that with the youth and explosiveness. They've got a lot to be excited about in Washington, and I hate it. I think that they're the team we're gonna have to contend with, and it's gonna suck. because they're good.
Isn't it crazy, too, that, like, to your point, the biggest competition in the NFC, the Commanders, and in, I know the Dodgers aren't in our division, but the next two best teams in the National League are with the Braves and the Mets. Division's not doing us any favors in our sports right now, you know?
Or it makes us better.
I like that. Better. Iron sharpens iron.
Yes.
There it is. All right, 215-592-9494. So if you want to chime in on that as well, who do you think is Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC as of right now? And if you want to just give us a positive or negative with the Eagles in addition to the Phillies, we'll take those calls as well. 215-592-9494 from Borgata. It's the Morning Show.
I always mention the power of physical therapy when I talk about NovaCare Rehabilitation. I have certainly experienced that over the past couple of weeks. I've been getting physical therapy for a back injury at NovaCare's Oregon Avenue Center. Greg and Tessa helping me so much. Treatment, stretches to help my back get better and get stronger, because that's one of the things NovaCare Rehabilitation does. They're not only there to help you heal from your injuries, they want to help you prevent future injuries. Speaking of how NovaCare is here to help you in a number of different ways, did you know attending physical therapy before you're having joint replacement surgery can significantly help your recovery and movement post-surgery? Then once you have your new replacement, you already know, you already trust NovaCare's physical therapist to help you fully heal, because they are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management. To schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.